come back and why? For over a year and a half, wasn't it? Y'all will be looking for him about now. But it's not easy when you got to pray for a message. You don't be playing on series, but I know the coming of Jesus, you just back on our series. What I'm going to talk about today may be a series. All depend on how the Holy Ghost lead and guide you. Yeah. If you will, turn your Bibles to Romans 8 and 31. Romans 8 and 31. If you study the Bible, you just about know it without even reading it in the Bible here. It said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for you, who can be against you? That's it. That one verse. God be for you. Who can be against you? And that's my subject. Number one, if God be for you. You can be personal if you want, if God be for me. Who can be against you? You can turn it upside down if you want. Right? If God be against me, who can be for me? If he on your side, you got it made. Don't take that lightly. I said, if he on your side, I say you got it made. Years ago, and I just had started pastoring for years, and the Lord let me, can I say, stumble up on this place. And when he let me saw and that whole chapter, it opened my eyes to a lot of things. It done something for me. What I'm worrying about. What I got to be worrying when he on my side. And I find out it works. If you, can I say this? If you're crazy enough to believe it. I mean it. It works. It works. When you doing the best you can to follow the law, you on his side. Why fear? Pastor, preacher need to know this. Talk to everybody, but a pastor needs to know this. This God thing, they're not ours. If he with you, name some, come up with some. Who can be against you? If they don't even love you or don't even like you, they still can't harm you. That's what we got to understand. I mean that. And I challenge everybody in here,
right,
anybody in the radio land or wherever you may be, don't die before you read Romans 8.
All right.
I mean, I'm talking about if you're the child of God. Now, if you're not a child of God, get saved. But if you're the child of God, don't die before you read Romans 8. It's talking to nobody but those who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Go ahead, blood boy. Go ahead.
And when you look at this thing, it gives you courage. Because he promised never to leave us and nor forsake us. Thank God for his word. You've got to believe that it works. I say you got to believe it. You just can't read it and forget it. You got to believe it, that God is on your side. When we were boys coming up playing ball, you know, we played a little random ranky dinky ball and everything, and we get picking sides. You got five boys or ten boys out there, you know, playing. And always gonna pick the best boys. The one can't hardly play. We'll get him last. Can't hardly catch nothing. Can't hardly hit nothing. He be the last one to be chosen.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
You all target.
Always going to pick the best. Mm-hmm. But I'm about to get happy now. But I'm glad. That God looked beyond my to see my need. And pick somebody like me. Pick somebody like me. He ain't kidding on nothing. But he saw some in me that he can use. And I won't take nothing for him picking me.
You're right, Pastor.
He can make what do you want to make out you? That's what I love about you. What you ain't got, he got it. What you need, he supplied it. I found that out. He supplied all your need according to his riches and his glory. If anybody can fix it, anybody can replace it, he know how to replace it. If he for you, who can be against you? Since there's a series, it probably ain't been a series, you know. So. I can't preach one sermon in here to save my life. I remember, I'm still preaching now. I remember when the Lord sent me over here to New Bethlehem. I wasn't looking for no church. Didn't put no resume in nowhere. He just told me to come over here and preach. And I come over here and preach. When I got up, I told him this. I'm not looking for no church. I said them words. I'm not looking for no church. Don't want no church. I ain't looking for one. I didn't call myself to preach. Somebody just come down there and got me, told me to come over here and preach. And I came over here and preached. And left, got that $10. I remember, I think he gave me 10 or 15.
No, I went off. That was a love offer.
And love offer. Got my wife, and we went on back home. From the depths of my heart, I knew Bethlehem didn't come across my mind. 3 months later, we go over in Little Vietnam, what you call over there, in South Bessemer. I was preaching one night. I had to preach every night. We had a Bible study going on. Me and Rogers and both of them. Every Saturday night, going to different communities, preaching the gospel. But 3 months later, I was meditating, getting ready to get up. My wife come and whispered in my ear, "They call you at New Bethlehem." From the depth of my heart, I want to tell a lie to save my life. Time she told me that, something hit me right here. I felt it and I heard it. A burden. I wasn't looking for no church. Didn't want no church. She thought I could get excited. I raised, she come back over there and whisper to me again. I heard you the first time. Heard you the first time. I'm burning now. I'm burning. Burning. And they calling me. I had to go be there the next Sunday. Not the Sunday coming up. That's on Saturday night. But the next Sunday, I'm supposed to be over here. Children going to school. My wife working. Boy, I prayed all day.
All day.
And one preacher called me. Man, congratulations. Congratulating nothing. I'm not lying. I don't want no church. I ain't looking for no church. But I talk to the Lord.
Listen,
that's where it is. You got to talk to the Lord.
Yeah.
That means I tell a preacher, make sure God put you there.
Yes.
Don't be running so fast to get in the church.
Right.
Folks will run you out of church. But I found out my big brother was with me, though. See, that's been about you, but it's I was praying all day. I mean it. At home by myself in my bedroom. I told the Lord, "Do you want me to really go?" I'm crying. "Do you really want me to go?" I heard a voice. "If I didn't want you to go, I wouldn't have let him send for you." God knows I'm not lying. Talking to him, I'm looking at it. God Almighty. I said, "When you send Moses down yonder, you send his brother with him. Who's going with me?" "I'm going with you."
Yes.
God knows I'm not.
Big brother.
Still talking to him.
I know that's right.
And when he said he was going with me, whatever hit my shoulder fell off. I mean that. Hit that shoulder that night, it fell off then. He said he was going. I didn't want to know, was he going with me?
All right.
I'm going with you. I had one more thing to ask.
What's he asking, Pastor?
You know, Moses, you know, he couldn't talk well. And I said, "I can't say no big words." He said, "You can say what I said, can't you?" Just say what he said. Just say what he said.
Glory,
glory. You're right, Pastor.
Tell the folk what he said.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
If he with you, who can be against you? And pastor and all that come to me and that come to me. I ran upon that. He want me to read that.
Yeah.
When I discovered that within there, boy, a burden fell off.
All right.
If heart of mine, if he on your side,
right.
Come on. You cannot lose. Y'all, but listen to me. I said, you cannot. Everybody says, cannot. When he on your side, you cannot lose. There's no way possible. If God be for you, every devil in hell can't stop you. That's not boasting, this is just what God said.
Yes.
Now our job is to believe it. And he will be with you if you put your
trust in him.
No one old Paul said, I can do all things.
Glory.
Tell you what I find out. I find out sometimes, you know, when you think you know it, folks know you know it, and they think you know you know it. You know, they'll never give God the glory. They're always going to give the man the glory or the woman the glory.
Push it, God. Push it where it needs to go. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, but when somebody, they ain't got a lot of trust in him, he don't know what he's doing and all that kind of thing. But when he does it, they give God the glory. They'll say, I know it's not him, it's God. That's what I want you to see, God. See, when God put you somewhere, when God sent you somewhere, when God said, I'll be with you, he's going to be with you. And if he for you, God Almighty, who can be against you? And my brothers and sisters, God wants us to know that nobody can turn his eternal plan off what he said he's going to be with.
Glory.
God, with y'all, to stand. Regardless of what it seemed to be, your job just to do what? Stand. I find out something. I find out following Jesus is shaky sometimes. Following Jesus, you get scared sometimes. But some way or another, God don't let you keep going. To give you some kind of confidence that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. And I know I'm not the only one to witness that.
All right.
I believe somebody else in here can witness the same thing. Sometimes, folks, you get on a job, you feel like you weren't going to make it. The folks say you weren't going to make it, but now you got to be the manager. Here comes for you. And sometimes you have folks all around you on your job, and they don't want you to move to go nowhere. They want to keep you in the same spot. But if he with me, if he with you, who can be against you? God is a heart fixer. He's a heart regulator.
Yes, he is.
When you say you ain't going to do it, while you sleep, he operate on you. Right. But Nick Moses said, I changed my mind. I know you changed your mind. Because God will change your mind for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're preaching, God. Yes, sir. Oh.
Who can be against you if God is on your side? And my brothers and sisters, hear Paul. He here encouraging the real saints of God. Everybody's a real saint.
Real saints.
Everybody come in a local seminar, real saints. That's what we got to understand. I said real saints.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God Almighty. The real saint. He gonna encourage you. God Almighty. He is saying, don't give up on God's eternal purpose for his people. Regardless of what you see, regardless of what people are doing, regardless of what people are saying, we just stand on Jesus Christ and see what the end gonna be. God Almighty, see what the end gonna be. Why, Reverend Walker, that you have so much of confidence in the Lord?
Why?
Number one, because he is the omnipotent power. And the omnipotent power is working on your behalf. See, omnipotent power means all power.
A little bit.
He got all of it in his hand. Boy, Lord have mercy.
And if anybody can get all power, if anybody can get a whole world and put it in his hand, who else to bow down to? I got all power in my hand. Ain't no more nowhere. You can't scrape up no more nowhere. I got every bit of it. And you ain't got to go look at no Greek to see how many. All just ain't no more. Well, everybody wants to say, ain't no more. That's it. I got all of it.
All of it. Hallelujah.
In my hand. God of mine. So we protect it by omnipotent power. He working on your behalf. When they said you won't make it, when they said you won't get there, when they said I'm going to stop you, who can be against you? It is impossible for us to be defeated. I want to encourage some of the saints got doubts about him. I said it is impossible for the saints of God to be defeated. Impossible. And we right here stretching our head wondering if we're going to make it. We already over. If you got trust in him. God of mine. Some of us, we want, when is I'm going to get over there? When is I'm going to heaven? If you're saved, you're going to heaven.
Amen.
I said, if you're saved, you're going to heaven.
You're right.
Well, stop scratching your head. When is I'm going to make it? You already done made it if you just stand still. God of mine. Bless his holy name. So if he for you, who can be against you? What make it so prompt? What I'm saying here? God have already told us what will happen, and how everything will end. Already in here.
Glory, 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 victory.
If you've been born again, you in here.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been born again, you still in here.
Yeah. All right. All
right. All right.
Just a minute. Just come on.
He done told us what will happen to us if we stick with him.
Yeah.
Bless his holy name. So we cannot be defeated. No coward if we stay with the Lord. And when the enemy of the saints of God have done their worst to a child of God, if God be for you, who can be against you? When they have done all they can to kill you, all they can to make it bad for you, but if still he for you. God Almighty, who in the world can be against you? Bless his holy name. And we are in Christ. Everybody say, in Christ.
In Christ.
God Almighty. Yes, well, I'm about to get ahead. But y'all don't go sleep on me. I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to walk down there and wait.
Wake up.
Everybody say, in.
In.
God Almighty. Y'all ain't got it yet.
In Christ. In Christ.
You. You where?
Yeah.
Well, who can get you out of a trouble?
Oh, yeah.
If you're in him, who can get you out?
Right.
What you shaking for? Who can get you out?
Yeah.
If I'm on your side, who can go against you?
Go ahead.
God of mine. The saints got to understand. I know I don't get to that day, but you got to understand. Yes, you got a cross to carry.
Yes.
But God is still by your side.
Glory, glory, glory.
He in you. And when you say we in Christ. Christ, you tell me Christ at large? The whole all of us in here?
Big God.
Listen, y'all hear what I said?
Yeah.
He's got the world in his hand.
Yeah.
He's got the whole world in one hand.
Right.
And guess what? He said that
my feet. If my footstool. I just rest my feet on y'all. Footstool. Oh, my. I'm not crazy. I got good sense now. Y'all gonna get this stuff. That's what I'm gonna. What God need with us anyway? I said, what he need with you? That we ought to be hard to be on his side. God doesn't need nobody. I said, nobody. But if you in Christ, who in the world can go in Christ and get you out of Christ?
Nobody. No man. Come on.
In Christ. Hold on, my son. Paul, read some for me. Look at Colossians for me. 3:2-4. Bless his holy name.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Set your affection, set your mind on things where? Not on things on the earth. In other words, don't put your trust. See, don't put your trust on nothing on this earth. Everything on this earth will fail you.
Amen.
That's all it says. Put your trust in me. Because everything that's on this earth going to fail you. But I can't fail.
Oh, yeah. Work it out.
Set your mind. Set your mind. Set your affection on things above the earth.
Yes.
Because I'm able to take care of you. Nobody else is able to take care of you. I can take care of you. You've got to have the confidence that God will take care of you.
Amen.
I know that's right.
You in Christ. You in Christ. And Paul, can I do something, Paul? Hold you hold where you at, Paul. I got a box here. Got a box. Hold on. I mean, come up with anything, you know that. You in Christ. Let Christ be the box for a while. You in Christ. Just Christ. You in Christ. In Christ.
All right.
All right.
Ain't nothing happened to you yet. Ain't no happen to him. In Christ. Kick me if you want to see.
In Christ. Feel it.
I'm still in Christ.
In Christ.
That's what the Bible said.
That's right.
The Bible said we are what? In Christ. God Almighty. This is a spiritual warfare. That's what I'm trying to show y'all. It's a spiritual warfare. The devil never wants you to stand up for Jesus. Never wants you to know Jesus. It's a warfare going on. Every second of your life, the devil always at you. Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil is always coming. He don't want you to do good. It's a warfare. And we want to go to heaven just like this on flower beds of Eve. It ain't no flower beds of Eve. I'm in Christ. God Almighty. Watch this now. God allowed. Everybody say allow. God, I say God did. God allowed the devil sometime to dispose us or destroy or kill this body, but not my
soul. All right.
My soul is in there.
Yes, sir. All right.
They can bruise this body, but my soul is in there.
All right.
Can't touch my soul. It's a spiritual warfare.
Not a fleshly warfare. It's a what? Spiritual warfare. My soul is saved. My soul is kept inside the box.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, you see just me, my flesh, my body, belong, but my soul is kept. It's kept. You talk about safe.
Uh-huh.
It's saved and safe.
My
part of mine. In Christ. My soul is hid. Everybody say hid. In Christ. In this box. Paul, look at Colossians 5 again. 3:2-4. 4:4.
For,
listen.
Ye are dead.
Listen.
And your life is here.
What?
With Christ in God.
I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm killing myself out this flesh, in a sense. But my what? Life. No, my life. See, that's the soul. My life is where about?
Is here.
Where about?
With Christ.
In who?
God.
Jesus. Kill this body. You ain't got rid of me.
That's
all right. Just like this body is your, just like this box is your body. I'm just beating on the body, beating on the body. I'd have burned it up, but still my soul is inside the box. My soul, you can't do nothing with that. God got my soul. Yes, you may kill my body, but you can't touch my soul. And God got to allow somebody even take your body. He permitted that himself. But because we know your soul is still in the box. Beat on it. Say you got a whip. Talked about everything. Some got killed for the God, but their soul is here. It said, "Well, it is here, ain't it? With Christ in God."
All right.
God Almighty. Beat up on my body.
Yeah, beat it up.
Wake up and go sleep on me now.
Well, that's a big time.
Anyways, don't me. Stomp him. But my soul. My soul still there.
Uh-huh.
Do what you want to the body, but my soul.
Yeah.
You can't touch my soul.
Well,
my life.
Yeah.
Watch this. Now watch, I'm using it for youngsters. Now I'm going to get rid of you because I don't got rid of him. See, if I get rid of him, he God's child.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm got to deal with God.
All right.
That's right,
you better go and try to deal with him right.
That's right.
Because now you know you ain't going to do no with God.
That's right.
I don't got rid of him. This God's child. But now I'm got to deal with who? God. You got rid of me. You thought you got rid of me. But now you got to deal with who?
God.
And God will allow sometimes the body get killed. God allows that. Can't nobody take your life except God allows it to happen. But then when you take God's child, you've got to still deal with God now. But my soul haven't been touched. See, you may kill the body, but my soul, just the happiest of luck. And glad to get out the body.
Yeah.
Go up to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless his holy name. So you're hid in him, God Almighty. So we get so discouraged. Think we ain't going to make it. You're going to make it if you stay with the Lord. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
God Almighty. When Christ.
Uh-huh.
Who is what?
Our life.
Stop that a minute.
Uh-huh.
It's Christ's life. Our life. When he appears, he's coming back. See, when he appears, then shall ye also appear with him in where? Glory. In the glory of God. Can't get rid of a child of God. No way you try. Because to get rid of me, he allowed that. Now you got to deal with God. God Almighty. Because he allowed me, God Almighty, to get killed. But he ain't got my soul. My body is gone. But guess what? God Almighty, he ain't through with me yet. And when he come back, he gonna give me a brand new body. You may burn it up, you may set it aside, whatever. But when he come at me, when he bring me back with him, he gonna get my body, make a glorified body out of it. You can't lose no way you go with the Lord. If he for you, who in the world can be against you? Can't nobody defeat you. When the Lord is on your side. Now, Paul, look at Ephesians 6 for me. Start at 11 verse. Bless his holy name.
Put on the whole armor of God.
That's what you're going to do on the outside here. God Almighty.
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
He wild. He come to you all kinds of way. I mean all kinds of way. He know how to dress up himself. All kinds of way. He wild. He's scheming. He's snaky. He'll come at you, boy. Even your friends think that be your friend. Sometimes be a snake all the time. You think that's your buddy. Sometimes be a snake all the time. See, that's the way he come. He can snake himself. He can slip himself. He all because he wild. So you got to read the Bible and study the word of God. Put on the whole armor, not part of it. You can't have your head covered and your arms all out. All right, so you got to cover the whole body. Put on the armor of God that you may be what? Able. You tell me I'm going to have a fight with the devil? Yes. If you follow Jesus, you're going to be worthy with the devil.
Right.
Oh, but God didn't give up without no armor. He said, put them on. You're going to fight, put them on. Don't bother nobody. You ain't got to bother nobody. You in a war. If you give your life to Christ, you in a spiritual war. And the devil don't care nothing about us. But God take care of us. I don't bother. You ain't got to bother nobody. Jesus came down here. He ain't bother nobody. But they crucified. So same thing going to happen to us. But if he find you now, who can be against you? Read on, Paul.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
God Almighty,
but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
These are folks in high places. Government, rulers, and all that in high, folks in high. Y'all see how folks in high places love to step out on a platform? Because they got a little money and everything, no. High places. Folk praise them and all that. High places. The devil used folks in high what? Places. He used them everywhere, but high places. Note sometimes how homosexual, how the folk be big shots or something like that. And note how they be popular. Everybody know them. See, just high places. And then they want you to follow them. I know you when you want. Don't say nothing about that, but I'm saying something about that. High places. That's the very reason you get out there and advertise it. Yeah, I'm a homosexual. Well, you're homosexual. So? We put an honor you because you're a homosexual.
All right.
Oh. So then what? I'm a child of God. Yeah. That ain't nothing, huh? If they can say that, why can't we say ours?
All right.
Tell them all. That's what's wrong with the church right now.
Yeah.
They can come out with what they want. We scared. God Almighty. Put on the whole armor. Because the devil in high places. Prevalence, Lord. In high places. Rulers in high places.
Read on, Paul.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
God Almighty.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand.
You got to stand. And this is what happened to the church today. We're not standing.
Right.
I'm trying to encourage the saints. You've got to read this Bible and see what that Bible says and start a standing. These the evil days. And do all to stand. We got to make a stand.
Yes,
we got to be able to stand with the what? The devil. The devil out there. He got power, but God got all power. When you know the word of God, that's what leads and guides you through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know when the devil got tricks ahead. He already knows that, and God will give it to your servant to let him know there's a trick.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
There's a trap.
Yeah.
He'll let you see traps that folks set for you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. He'll let you see traps that folks set for you.
Jesus.
He set traps for God, folks.
Jesus.
He wants them to fall because they don't know strip you.
Yeah.
They be God folks or to strip you. So you got to put on the whole armor of God where you can withstand these evil days now. Read on, Paul.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
God Almighty.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Breastplate of righteousness. Really, the righteousness is really doing right things.
Right. Now, stay there.
Things that are right.
Yeah.
Dress yourself up with doing right things. Heart of mine. And gully yourself up with it. The truth.
Yeah.
Stick with the truth.
Yes.
Tighten yourself up with it. The truth. And when you stand on the truth, you got your foot on the devil's head.
Yes.
He don't want no truth.
No truth.
God talking to the saints now. Paul's talking to those who gave their life to Christ because they're going to face the devil.
Right.
We feel like we ain't going to face no devil. I gave my life to Christ. I'm all right. You better get yourself armed up because the devil coming at you.
Yes, sir.
The folks you used to run with, you don't run with them no more. And that's why the devil going to start messing with you.
Yes.
What the devil tell you? I don't bar nobody. You ain't got to bar nobody. Arm yourself up where you can face that devil. God Almighty. With truth. The Bible is the truth. I don't care what he's trying to down it, but the Bible is God's truth. Righteousness. Put yourself up with righteousness. Bind yourself up. Let them see right in you. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
The gospel what?
Peace.
Control you where you go. And when you go, you ought to have some peace. Sometimes folk come to your house, ain't nothing but breaking up mess. Anyway, sometimes you have a lot of company. They'll talk about folk. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 bye. See, ain't carrying no peace.
No peace.
Nothing but confusion and lies. God Almighty. But you ought to be a peaceful child of God. Because the devil always try to use you to carry his message of confusion, fussing, all that kind. But no, the preparation of the gospel of what? Peace. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Above all, taking the shield of faith,
God Almighty,
wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
All how much? He said, above all. Taking on the shield of, you got to have some faith. God Almighty. The shield got to stop them darts coming at you. God Almighty. Shield you with fire darts. The devil's throwing at you. You see, not literally the devil, but the devil using his folks.
Right.
To throw things at you. Sham.
Right.
Trying to get you off your jaw. Sham. Trying to do this. Digging trick. Get you for you.
Yeah.
But see, you do get yourself, pitch yourself up with the gospel. Carter and have some faith. I know God with me. He probably never leave me nor forsake me. I'm going to stand right here and wait on the Lord. If God can't fix it, it can't be fixed. My job is to make a stand. God will fight your battle if you make the stand.
Yes, sir.
Devil don't throw everything at you. Lies and everything else to get you messed up, to get you off your job, to make a lie. They'll do anything to tell a lie. Throwing that mess at you. Oh, my. But you got the shield of faith.
Yeah.
Then when they throw that stuff at you, hit the shield.
bounce back up. They throw at you, brother.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Folks tell lies on you all kind of ways. Throw your shield up.
Yeah. Glory.
The shield of faith. I got faith in God. I don't understand why I'm going through with this thing, but I got faith in God. I'm going to stand right here.
Well,
yeah.
You got to make a stand. Further, I got one more fall. Get that last voice. I got one more. We ready to go. Hallelujah.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit,
Lord,
which is the Word of God.
Lord, have mercy. You got to have your helmet on.
Helmet?
Well, what the helmet is? Helmet is salvation. Wait, get salvation. I gave my life to Christ. I'm saved. I got salvation. And the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. It's the Word. The devil can't do nothing with this. I said he can't do nothing with the Word of God. But he can't do nothing with the Word of God.
Oh,
Lord Almighty.
Oh, you preacher.
Shield. Spirit of God. That sword. This thing cut both ways. You twist that away. It got you. This word will hit you. I don't care which way you go. God, like a sword. Two-edged sword. It have no respect to person. This right here have no respect to person. God of mine. So I'm trying to get the saints to be still. I'm trying to get the saint to give them courage. Stand in he for you, who can be against you?
All right.
All right.
Paul, read that last one for me. And you go, read 1 John 3 and 1. Here we go, close.
Behold,
listen now.
What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
Yeah.
That we should be called the sons of God.
Lord,
therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew not him. Excuse me, him not.
Y'all see that? Beloved, or behold, look. What manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us.
Well,
look what kind of love he had bestowed. That we should be called sons of God. Now stop right there. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
How God look, I don't know, but I'm a son.
That's right.
And you got to recognize this right here. He's not talking about this friend, but my inside. My soul on the inside is a child of God.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing but that right here, but y'all see my inside.
Beauty.
God Almighty. I'm a son of God. Look at your name and say, I'm a son of God. Heart of mine. I'm a son of God. Lord, have therefore the world. Listen to this now. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Read that again. Read that part. Therefore what? Therefore what? The world. Say it again. Why? Well, why so strange? We think it's strange when they don't know Jesus, they don't know us. Well, listen to this now. When we act like Christ, they don't know us.
No.
They call us crazy. We not crazy. So they don't know us.
Right.
We got the seed of God. We son. So the son ought to act like the daddy. You act strange. You're supposed to act strange. Let them talk about you. Act strange. They didn't know Jesus. They know they ain't going to know you. I know too. When you walk a drunker, I'm drunk with you too. You ain't here know nothing. But you don't know me now. You need to know who I am. I'm a son of God. You don't understand me. You don't know me.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not going to the supposed to go with you. You don't know me now. I've been changed. Yeah. 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 Right there. Yeah. Yeah. Have you been changed? Yeah. Have you been changed? Yeah. 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 What's up to you? 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 Need to know this. Yeah. Hold your head up. Yeah. If God is on your side, yeah, who can be against you? Yeah. Well, they say everything about me. Yeah. They call me everything, yeah, but a child of God. Yeah. But Jesus, Jesus, my elder brother. Stand on your feet. Tell your neighbor, I've been changed. I've been changed. Yeah. 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 Standing. Those are churches, oh my. Those are churches, oh my. Will that be one? I know we got to have the Lord's Supper. Will that be one? Somebody may want to give your life to Christ. It's very important that you give your life to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He'll save you. And if you're not saved, you're lost.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. If you're not saved, if you haven't given your life to Christ, you consider of being lost. And you'll be lost if you never give your life to Christ throughout eternity. You're going to live somewhere forever. You're going to live somewhere. And there are not the two places that hell are hidden. But Jesus come here to keep us out of hell by believing on Him. If He for you, who can be against you? Will that be one? If a man just get in his heart, consider this. A man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth. Believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Will that be one? Hey! Get joy out of there. When somebody give their life to Christ, the Bible says heaven rejoice. Ain't this right? I mean, you got a bunch of people just rejoicing all the time. That's all they do, just rejoice. Because somebody always giving their life to Christ. I really don't care what they're doing, they stop it, rejoice. However, just me saying this now. Before y'all put out, you know, it's just me saying it. And I ring all of whatever they're doing, they stop. Then they may have a bunch around them. That's all they do. Just rejoice. Because somebody always giving their life to Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name. What a name.
Latonya Carlisle.
Carlisle.
Yes, sir.
Sister Carlisle, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Bless your heart. Have you heard about Jesus before?
Yes, sir.
You believe that He is the Christ?
Yes, sir.
The Son of the living God?
Yes, sir.
You believe it out in your heart?
Yes, sir.
I want you to confess it with your mouth. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ,
is the Son of God.
I believe He died for my sins. But He didn't stay dead.
He got up
with all power in His hand. Say, I'm giving my life
to Jesus Christ.
To be my personal Savior. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving my life. Say, I'm saved. May God bless you, baby. Go shake that young lady's hand. Tell her you're saved. Shake her hand right here. Say, I'm saved. Shake this young man. Shake it. Tell him I'm saved.
Okay.
Hallelujah. That's right. Tell that baby. And when you go home, tell somebody else. That's right. Get ahead of it. Okay? Hallelujah. You can go with them now. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody. See, the word take root in your heart. Don't be ashamed to tell nobody. Don't be ashamed to tell nobody. That make the word take root in your heart. Hallelujah. May God bless you. May God keep you. Some going to stay in with the Lord's Supper, some will not. So those, let me just pray for you, those who plan on leaving.